I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program features the blazing guitarist, the powerful environmental activist, and the brilliant singer-songwriter, the Canadian musician, Neil Young. Neil Young. Neil Young, Walk With Me. Neil Young was born in Toronto, Ontario, in Canada. Today, November the 12th, 1945, today's Neil Young's birthday, and he is 66 years old. And happy birthday, Mr. Young. Yes, and because of the incredible connectedness of our global world, I know where Neil Young is right now. I know where Neil Young is right at this very moment. And right at this very moment, Neil Young is doing political activism and environmental activism. He is in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, a huge cosmopolitan center, and they're having a festival, the Sao Paulo Starts With You Music and Arts Festival, which begins today, November the 12th through the 14th. And it's a global forum on sustainability with 3 days of discussions on environmental, social, and economic sustainability issues. And Neil Young is appearing as a speaker, along with a lot of other really interesting people. And he was talking about it online, and he says, you know, that it's obviously so important to him that he would actually spend his birthday there. And the idea is the call to action, that saving the earth starts with you. And this is no accident. Neil Young has an ability to put very complicated ideas, political ideas, into very simple terms, very simple lyrics. And he has the ability to express things in such a unique personal way that it feels like he's talking to someone, his best friend, when his lyrics are so straightforward. And he's always been so committed from the very beginning of his career as a young man, where he wrote that song about, you know, the students being killed in the anti-war demonstration at Kent State. He's always had something to say about what's going on politically and socially in the world. And the song that we heard at the top of the hour called Walk With Me is no exception to that. That's from his 2010 album called Le Noise. So what has Neil Young been doing lately? Well, that album in 2010, Le Noise, and he went out on a solo tour to support the release of that album. And while he was on tour, the filmmaker that has worked with him so many times, Jonathan Demme, filmed him on his tour and is about to release a new Neil Young documentary called Journeys, which is going to be released on Sony Classics in April of 2012. And what it is it's a live recording of the concert, the solo tour. It's the last stop on his Le Noise album concert tour. And it's actually the third documentary that Jonathan Demme's done on Neil Young. In 2006, he did The Heart of Gold. In 2008, he did Neil Young's Trunk Show. So this documentary is called Journeys. So Neil Young, a lifetime worth of creative energy. Let's listen to another track from this album called Le Noise, which was produced by Daniel Lanois, L-A-N-O-I-S. And this is a completely solo album. He's playing some of his favorite and most legendary guitars. And this is a totally solo recording. And then he went out on that solo tour. The song we're about to hear is called Angry World. Neil Young, happy birthday, Neil.
They think they live in the age of darkness. life as hope eternal. Some see life as a business plan. Some wish some will go to hell's inferno for screwing with their life in freedom land. It's an angry world for the businessman and the fisherman. It's an angry world, and no doubt everything will go as planned. Yeah.
Neil Young. Angry World, from his 2010 album, Lenoise. Neil Young is, it's his birthday today. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So yeah, it's his birthday. And he's down in Brazil talking about sustainability and global issues. And he's passionate about his politics. He's passionate about his environment. And for a 66-year-old man, he's not slowing down at all. Jonathan Demme just filmed a documentary, which is going to be released next year. And one of the things about the movie, it was recorded, the sound was recorded at 96 kilohertz. It's the first time a movie has ever been recorded with that high level of digital sound quality. Typically, it's 48 kilohertz. So this is twice the sound data that you normally have in a movie. And Neil Young is passionate not only about his politics, but about the sound of his guitar, the sound of the way he records. And he actually has something to say about it. You know, we have so much information at our fingertips. I was reading about Neil Young online, and I saw a link to an article in the NY Times. And I thought it meant, okay, the New York Times. And I clicked on the link, and it's the Neil Young Times. So here's an article that was written by Neil Young and published in the Neil Young Times in May of this year, 2011. And this is called A Message from Neil Young. And this is going to show you the passion he feels, not only for the sound, but the music itself. This is an incredible, incredible quote from Neil Young, May 2011. 2012 will be the year that record companies release high-resolution audio. This is huge for our industry. Since the advent of the CD, listeners have been deprived of the full experience of listening. With the introduction of MP3s via online music services, listeners were further deprived. The spirituality and soul of music is truly found when the sound engulfs you, and that is what 2012 will bring. It's a physical thing, a relief that you feel when you finally hear music the way artists and producers did when they created it in the studio. The sound engulfs you, and your senses open up, allowing you to truly feel the deep emotion in the music of some of our finest artists. From Frank Sinatra to the Black Keys, the feeling is there. This is what recording companies were born to give you. And in 2012, they will deliver. Neil Young. Passionate man. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. So Neil Young, passionate about his art, passionate about the world, passionate about the environment. Every time he writes in his recent things, it's a platform for him to speak on so many things. Lenoise, his solo album. Right before that, in 2009, his previous album is called Fork in the Road. And it's all about cars and gas and driving and the American obsession with cars. You know, he has a project called The Link Vault. The Link Vault is a 1959 Lincoln Continental that he had modified to run on electricity and biodiesel. And he went on a journey around. He's traveling all around the world. All over the United States, he's driving around in this Link Vault car. And the album Fork in the Road is an incredible album. We're about to hear a couple songs from it. The first song we're going to hear from his 2009 Fork in the Road is called Just Singing a Song. Just Singing a Song Won't Change the World. And for me, the irony of it is, when Neil Young just singing a song, when he's just singing a song, it has changed the world. Neil Young's music has had such a powerful influence on other musicians and on his listening audience. And the idea that anytime somebody really expresses themselves, no matter how simply, something that they really feel from their heart, which is his genius, his gift, it does change the world. So Just Singing a Song, and after that we're going to hear a beautiful acoustic thing, which is really reminiscent of the high classic Neil Young acoustic style, like say from Harvest. The song is called Light a Candle. Neil Young, 2009, Fork in the Road. We'll start with Just Singing a Song.
Just singing a song. Instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, through the caverns and the caves where we come from. The light of dawn is on us, we will see what we can be, and the ancient ones can sleep an easy sleep. In the hallways of the ages, on the road to history, what we do now will always be with us. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, in the caverns and the caves where we come from. In the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. Light a candle darkness, so others might see ahead. Light a candle in the darkness when you go. No good.
sails are tanked. I still got you. Thanks. Download this. It sounds like shit. Keep on blogging until the power goes out. Battery's dead. Twist and shout. On the radio, those were the days. Bring them back. Here's a bailout coming, but it's not for you. It's for all those creeps hiding what they.
In the road. There's a bailout coming, but it's not for you. It's for all those creeps hiding what they do. Yeah. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. And today is Neil Young's birthday. Happy birthday, Neil. So what has Neil Young been up to? You know, he's down in Brazil. He's active. He never stops. It's pretty astounding. I'm so excited to hear his most recent recordings. And one of the things I just found out is that I didn't realize this, but Buffalo Springfield has just had a reunion. When Neil Young was a young man, I think Buffalo Springfield, outside of a couple of I think a band called the Mina Birds. Buffalo Springfield was together from 1966 through 1968. And that is how Neil Young first became commercially successful as an artist, recording with Buffalo Springfield. And they did a final concert in May of 1968 at Long Beach in California. Well, Buffalo Springfield got back together, and in June, just this past June 2011, they did a reunion show at the Fox Theater out in Oakland, California. And during the concert, Neil Young gets on the microphone and he says, "Thank you, we're Buffalo Springfield. We're from the past." So Neil Young is really busy. So there they are. You know, it was an incredible band. Singer-songwriters all together in one room. Stephen Stills, Richie Furay. And so when they performed in this reunion in California, they played a song that Neil Young wrote. There's three songs that we're about to listen to that Neil Young recorded with Buffalo Springfield. And there was this one song called Broken Arrow, and it was interesting because even though he recorded as Buffalo Springfield, it was totally a solo piece that he went out and did by himself. And he never had even played it live with Buffalo Springfield. So sure enough, when they did this concert in June in Oakland, the whole band played the song called Broken Arrow. Actually, Broken Arrow is also the name of Neil Young's ranch. Even though he's a Canadian citizen, he's living in America, in California, got a couple hundred acres on his ranch called Broken Arrow. And Broken Arrow was a groundbreaking song when it was released in 1967. You know, it really captured a lot of the music came out of the singer-songwriter movement. That song, Broken Arrow, really is a standard for it. Another song he recorded with Buffalo Springfield and that they played on this reunion tour is called Mr. Soul. And Buffalo Springfield actually all played on that when they recorded it live. Another song we're going to hear that Neil Young wrote and recorded with Buffalo Springfield is called Expecting to Fly. It's a really neat song. It's got this big string arrangement. And so these three songs, Mr. Soul, Expecting to Fly, and Broken Arrow, really establish, show the three main styles that Neil Young develops throughout his lifetime. Let's hear these recordings. Neil Young with the Buffalo Springfield, his three songs. Let's start with Mr. Soul.
Thank you. stood on the edge of your feather, expecting to fly. Well, I laughed, I wondered whether I could wait.
That were crowded and narrow.
15 years of American dream. He saw that his brother had sworn on the wall. He hung up his eyelids and ran down the hall. His mother had told him a trip was a fall, and don't mention babies at all. Did you see him?
Did you see him in the river? He was there to wave to you. Could you tell that the empty quiver, brown skin, Indian on the crowded and narrow, held a broken arrow.
The queen wore the white of the county of song, the black covered case on her horses had drawn, protected her king from the sun rays of dawn. They married for peace and were gone. Did you see them? Did you see them?
Neil Young with Buffalo Springfield. We just heard three songs that Neil Young wrote and recorded in 1967. First, we heard Mr. Soul, then Expecting to Fly, and this last song, Broken Arrow. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. And today is Neil Young's birthday. Happy birthday, Neil Young. So yes, Buffalo Springfield, such a quintessential. What an amazing band. And he goes on to have a huge solo career. He records with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They invite him to join their band for their second album. We're about to hear one of my favorite Neil Young songs from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, the Deja Vu album released in 1970. The song is called Helpless. And then after that, we'll hear another song that Neil Young recorded with the band Crazy Horse in 1989. And it's another example of Neil Young's expression of social awareness and environmental freedom and urging everyone to take political action on their own. The song is called Rockin' in the Free World. Neil Young with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. First, we'll hear Helpless.
There is a town in North Ontario, extreme comfort, memory, despair. And in my mind, I still need a place to go. All my changes were there. Blue, blue windows behind the stars. Yellow moon on the right. Big birds flying across the sky. Throwing shadows on our eyes. Leave us helpless, 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 helpless. Helpless, helpless, hear me now. The chains of love are tied across.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program, Neil Young's birthday. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59. It's about 40 degrees here at our studios. Stay tuned. Coming